strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 19th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Jacob Jones. How are you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing good. Welcome, everyone. Today is December. What's today's date?
February 19th.
February 19th. You just said it. I tried to recreate your intro. What's up, everyone? Today is February 19th, day of the Big Brother live feed updates. My name is Jacob Jones, and I'm here with my good friend, Taryn Armstrong. How are you, Taryn?
Wow, Jacob, that was...
Oh my God, I'm so happy for you. You did great.
Wait, I thought that was me. I thought that sound effect was me. I'm like, where did I say that? Oh my gosh.
Oh man. All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. It was day 24 in the house. And we had an eviction. We had an HOH competition. And we had lots and lots of solitaire.
Yes, we love a good solitaire. My Nana used to play solitaire all the time while she sat on her recliner and smoked her cigarette all the time. And I never got into it. And I don't plan on getting into it, especially after this season. But
yeah. I do play a lot of solitaire on my phone while I listen to like books and stuff.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, babe, you're such an old soul. I play Sims. I just play Sims sometimes.
Sims, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Everyone's got their own. It's I got solitaire. I got Sudoku. I got Bloons TD 6. It's great stuff.
Oh my, you're a tech guy. I don't play any. I want to get into video games. I don't play any of those games. Honestly, the only games that I play are the Instagram ads that I see for like games where you roll the ball, like a bowling ball game, and then I delete it and then I like reinstall another game if I see it
come across. They get you with the ads.
They do, and it pisses me off every time because I have it for like 12 seconds. Okay, we're going to get to it, but you know what they do to make people download? They have someone playing and they F it up. They F up like how they do. And
you're like, oh, I can do better.
Yeah. And then that's how they get me. And it pisses me off because I fall for it every damn time. But not anymore.
Oh, boy. All right. So let's talk about what happened here on the feeds. Before the eviction, leading up to the eviction, Carson and Lamar are on the block. Carson and Cynthia had pitched to Todrick, hey, keep Carson in the game. We'll be votes for you in the jury. He said that...
I could definitely use two solid votes in the end of this game.
Which, as we know, is very, very true.
that was shady. That was very shady.
they tried again here before the eviction. They made one more pitch to Todrick and Misha. But as we all know, if you watched the episode last night, it did not work. And Carson was evicted by a 2-1 vote. And that was the end of Carson.
Yeah, that was sad to see him go. Hate to see him leave. But he made so many like mistakes in this game. Not so many. It was just one big mistake in this game. I feel like this last effort, I mean, it was, you know, they wanted to try everything they can. But it was never going to work out in the first place. And so,
yes.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't, honestly. He was damned either way. But, you know, he upped up last week. Here's the results. There's always consequences for your actions. And this consequence just really happened very rapidly the next week. So there you go, Carson.
There you go. He has done some exit interviews and he seems immediately very much in line with his exit interview with Julie, where he's like, yeah, I screwed up. That was my bad. I'm sorry, everyone. I owe Shayna an apology. Todrick is tricky, I believe, is the word he used after being very careful about what word he wanted to use. And, He is definitely, you know, he has the perspective now that screwed up.
I did see Sharon tweet about like 30 minutes ago, and she said, I asked Carson if there was any tension or issues with Todrick before coming into the house. And he said that they've always been cordial. So he's trusted what he's told him, you know, and so which was a mistake. He knows he was duped and plans to watch the show to really see what happens. I say get on Twitter, but you can probably find more insightful information about what happened on the CBBUS3 hashtag than anything. Also, I'm about to call you Todrick. I am so sorry. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I know. But so you know how Todrick is a judge on, or just has some affiliation with Drag Race, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, how far do people know that Todrick is really getting shit on the show? Like, what's the length that people know that he is actually getting hated? And one of the drag queens, Bob, they were on, I don't know, like a Roscoe. I think it's like something that drag queens do, like a show on YouTube or in person. And Bob said that Todrick and another drag race was competing on who was going to be the most hated after doing a reality show. So I'm like, oh wow, the reach that, you know, that Todrick has for like not being liked on Big Brother is really far. I was like, huh, very insightful.
Yeah. Perhaps worth noting about Carson's interview, in his interview with Mike Bloom, where Mike asks about like, you know, his thoughts on every member, remaining in the house. That's when he said, that he had to choose his words carefully and that Todrick was very tricky. Worth noting, he also said about Todd that Todd is sly. He was a sly fox in that first episode. He's been very sly, he says about Todd. We know that Shayna came out of the house very high on Todd. And even, you know, like a full 24 to 48 hours removed from the house was still thinking like, hey, Todd was good. He was good at the game. You know, I mentioned before, obviously Todd has been saying some not great things either. But Todrick getting a lot of that focus. It seems like that perception that sort of that Todd is still kind of getting away clean from this, which is worth, you know, taking into consideration if Todd is able to get to the end.
Something funny I just thought of, you know, last night when they were doing the family messages and Cynthia's husband, Mike Will, came on. And I remember seeing Mike Will tweet when Todd and Cynthia got into that fight and Mike Hill tweeted, oh, dude done lost his mind. What if like in Mike Hill's message to Cynthia, he like, hold on, baby, let me talk to you later. But that boy, Todd, I'm coming for you after the show. Just imagine how that would have gone. That would have been freaking iconic. It's funny as hell, but it didn't happen.
I think it's also though, like representative of the fact that, like these celebrities are definitely not getting the full scoop coming out of it. Like,
yes.
If they're all speaking very highly of Todd, who has not spoken very highly of them, then they are not getting the full scoop, which could also theoretically be good news for Todrick, because even though a lot of people are angry with Todrick, I think if you don't know everything that's being said in the house, then there is still an argument that is, especially if you're just relying on the show, that's like, hey, you did get duped, but he's just playing the game, nothing personal. And so, you know, if that's the level of knowledge that they have, then it's theoretically something that could be overturned in Todrick's case as well. But I don't expect that.
Yeah. I mean, also we have people like Shayna, who I feel as though has been on social media, has seen certain things. I want to say so.
You would hopefully think, so. But think. So far it seems like maybe not, but we'll see.
Yeah, Teddy's like been on a, you know, since she left, I don't know, more so recently, probably she's logged out of Big Brother Twitter or Big Brother world. But she like didn't have the highest thing to say about Todrick. And if we remember CBB1, when we saw the jury and we saw kind of them like asking, oh, who are you voting for in that kind of format, if that lands this year, then I feel like we can kind of see that turn tie. But again, they may not be as plugged in to the streets as we are. The finger of the people. And what would you call yourself of the people?
I'm not anything of the people. I'm just a robot.
Oh yes. But so, you know, they're not as pleasant as we are.
Is that your robot face?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get to what you came here for. We have an HOH competition. It's Todrick and Misha versus Lamar and Cynthia. We get back from the HOH competition, and the winner of the HOH competition is Todrick. And the audience collectively says,
"Oh my God, I'm so happy for you. You did great. Wow, you're amazing."
Literally. I saw that and I was like, the worst of the worst things can happen. Like, we were all like, I know Puya yesterday had his hot dog costume on.
We needed a pancake costume. That was the mistake.
He should have did a pancake costume.
Yeah.
He should have. You're a smart man.
Lamar told us what he needed. And what if we give him a hot dog? What were we thinking?
I mean, you sat up there. It's your fault too, because you sat up there and you didn't tell him to change. So as well as as Puya is to blame for this, for this result of the next situation, you are equally to blame as well.
I'm more to blame, really.
No, you really are. And I'm sad. I'm hurried by you in particular. Puya, I can give him a pass, but you who get on here every day, every morning and talk your shit. Oh, there's no excuse.
I've loved the clip. I've played it so many times. I don't know why I didn't think about the pancakes.
Don't talk to me for this entire update, because I'm like done with you.
We're creating a separation. You won't be able to speak to you separately for the rest of the podcast.
Through the chat.
Somebody tell Jacob Jones that Todrick won the HOH and that it was a Spot the Difference competition.
Spot the Difference competition. We saw how well he did in the POV competition, so his brain can go. Tell Taryn that I am not happy with the result, and I am not happy with him.
All right. Well, Todrick has won the edge. Now, I mean, this is genuinely, I mentioned a few days ago that I felt like this was probably the easiest end game I've ever seen. Todrick has talked about that. He had a conversation with Misha the night before last, where he was like, I do kind of feel like we're just, it's like we're playing, we're playing Monopoly against children or something. Like it's not even, like, they have no idea what they're doing. It's almost not even fun. It's just too easy. And Misha's kind of like, yeah. And he's like, I I'd love to come back and play against tougher competition.
No. Imagine how we feel, Todrick, watching this. If you were in the house saying, this is kind of like playing Monopoly with children. Even though I honestly have never, I mean, I guess this is proving his point, but I've never really gained the concept of Monopoly. It's oftentimes very hard for me in multiple aspects. So probably
Lamar of Monopoly is what you're saying.
Basically, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, basically. That's why I just stick to Sims. I play Uno really well.
How do you feel about stoves?
What am I supposed to do with this electric stove? There's no fire here.
See, I saw that clip.
Yeah, it made no sense to me.
I've never had issues with stoves. I grew up with a gas stove, then transitioned when I went to college to an electric stove. And I think my place in New York, I think it's actually a gas stove. But typically with the gas stoves, I have more issues than electric.
That's what I was saying. But somebody pointed out it might have been an induction, which might be a little more.
What the hell is an induction?
Induction stove. It's not going to get as hot, but it's a lot more efficient.
Energy efficient or just?
Like heat wise. I've never had an induction myself, but I believe it's that the heat transfer is a lot more efficient, and so you don't
you
need.
You never had an induction stove, but you have a bidet?
Well, yeah.
Make it make sense.
Nobody needs an induction stove. Everybody needs a bidet.
I need to invest.
I mean, the fact that you don't have one yet is, it's quite frankly, alarming.
Well, Taryn, I you can just hop in the shower. It's the same.
Still, though, I don't know that, that you want to do that in the shower.
Get the detachable. I'm disgusted.
I am. I'm disgusted at what you have to
you
do.
You should
in
be.
The back, Jacob Jones.
Or just get a wet wipe. You know, you can also make your own wet wipes, but like tissue, wet it under the sink. I'm joking. That was a complete joke. I've never done that. That was a complete joke, everyone.
Yeah, this is very true. Captain Taco Face says, it's been several months since the day 5 feet update. You're slacking.
Well, I also moved to New York.
Sharon Tharp as well says, don't hate on bidets.
I'm not hating on it. I just haven't experienced it. Taryn, when I come over to your place, I'll just utilize it. Okay. Or why don't you ship me a bidet for my birthday? My birthday is March 14th. I'm not joking. I'm legit not joking.
All right, let's do it. Okay.
Wait, no, I have your word. March 14th. Yeah, I'll send you my address. All right, perfect.
Fun. It's a benefit to us all. Every bidet in the world. So, Todrick is the HOH. They play, you know, solitaire for a long time. And then they have the HOH room reveal. And really, the only thing else we have here is that Todrick does talk to Misha briefly. I mean, for a long time, briefly about strategy. He says he already knows what he needs to do for nominations. He said, you could really tell they wanted to win. They had their game faces on. He thinks that Todd told them they had to win the HOH, which is very true. He was like, you have to win the HOH.
Yeah, I mean, even though Carson was a threat, like, Todd's being on this, like, thing of, oh, you have to do this, you have to put up Todd and Misha. Like, Lamar has been telling you this for the longest. I mean, Todrick and Misha, Lamar has been telling you this for the longest, and you've kind of been like, oh, no, let me get out them first. And, like, boy, save it. Even though they do have to put up them, but coming from Todd, it just gets lost on my mind.
Yes. Misha says she did not throw this HOH, that this was just a Todrick win. Or at least that's what she tells Todrick. And Todrick says he hopes that Todd doesn't do well in whatever veto this is. The implication in this conversation is that Todd is their target this week. And that Todd is the one that they would prefer to see leave. He has been performing the best in the competitions, that Cynthia did not do well at all. And that Lamar also did not seem to do particularly well. So, Todd is the target. I do not know who they intend to put up next to Todd. I would assume Lamar. Lamar and Todd leaving Cynthia off the block. I did not hear them mention the possibility of getting Diane here at the final five, that if whoever they leave off the block could use the veto to force Shayna onto the block. And then they could vote Misha. They could force Misha onto the block and then vote Misha out if that were to happen. So, if they don't realize that and they decide they want to get tricky with it and leave somebody like Todd off the block and he won the veto, then they would be in trouble. But, more likely than not, I would assume Cynthia will be the one left off the block and Todd and Lamar will go up with Todd as the target, leaving the final four, Lamar, Cynthia, Misha, and Todrick.
Yeah, I don't see Cynthia thinking that, honestly. Like, I just don't see it. And Cynthia, I started to garner so much hope for her in this game. When she started to click in, last week was a complete defuffle.
Defuffle?
Exactly. And I just lost all hope. And it really brought me back to Cynthia Days on Real Housewives. And it just made me pissed. And so, Cynthia, good luck to you. Lamar, hope you can pull it off. Todrick, Misha, Todd.
Yeah. I think the play here is you say to Cynthia, hey, I'm gonna not nominate you if you promise that if you win the veto, you won't use it. And we're gonna take you to the final three and we're gonna make a deal. And she'll be like, great, I'll make that deal. And then even if she somehow does win that veto, she'll be like, sorry guys, I made a deal. Can't go against the deal. I wouldn't want to be a Shayna.
I wouldn't want to be. Taryn, it's pissing me off even talking about it because it's like the likelihood of it clicking for them. Like, I just, like, I don't see it, especially like this late in the game. I just see it being played straight on. I see Misha or Tajik winning because that has been the steady cause. You know, or Tajik can pull it off, but then Cynthia goes up and it's going to be a boring week. We have that double eviction. So hopefully something can shake shit up and somebody can, you know, do something. But yeah, I'm just the likelihood of it being the final four that you just stated is it. And the word that I was thinking of was kerfuffle, not whatever the hell I said.
I prefer defuffle, actually.
Well, comes from a brainiac, you know, it's called strategy, Taryn. It's called, someone said I combined the words debacle and kerfuffle. And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, makes sense. So that's where we're at. And if Todd somehow wins the veto, I would assume that Lamar will end up leaving this week. And Todd will be in the final four instead of Lamar. That seems to be the only scenario here. Again, except for that weird, the person off the block wins the veto and decides to use it. At that point, Misha could go. I see very few scenarios where Cynthia leaves. She's actually probably in some ways the safest person in the house at this point. So that's where we are. And we will have a full day today and tomorrow until Monday. We have to wait and see how things go. We'll get some nominations today. See if Todrick and Misha make that big mistake and leave, you know, somebody off the block without making a deal with them, or just leave somebody off the block a little more likely to win in the first place. And then we'll see where things go from there. This is a huge win for Todrick and Misha, obviously, especially because, I mean, huge win for Misha in particular. She now can compete in the final four HOH, which means that she has a 1 in 3 chance of being immune at the final four straight up, not even including the veto. And then she would have a guaranteed spot in the final three to compete for that. And for Todrick as well, because even though Todrick is not going to be competing in the HOH competition, let's assume that they get Todd out. The next HOH competition will be Misha versus Lamar and Cynthia, which is still, even though she's outnumbered, I would still give her heavy odds to win that. And even if she doesn't, even if somehow Lamar or Cynthia pull that out, it doesn't really matter, because at Final Four, what matters is the veto, and the veto will be the same, composition as what we just had, which is Todrick and Misha versus Lamar and Cynthia. So they basically have two chances to pull out a win there, to keep themselves safe for the most part. Or at least the veto is what really matters. And then they'll be in the final three. And a lot of people have been saying, can we expect Todrick to cut Misha? Surely he needs to cut Misha to win. First of all, in reality, no, I still think he has the best chance to win against Misha, even though he's still not going to win. I think Cynthia beats him. I think Todd beats him. I think Lamar beats him. I think Misha also beats him, but I think he has at like maybe more votes against me. He's got the best chance against Misha. But the question is, does he know that? And I would say, as somebody watching Todrick, the answer to that is that, based on what he's telling Misha, he does know that. They have talked about how they have the best chance of beating each other. Todrick specifically mentioned that he does not want to sit against Cynthia. He knows that she has a bunch of friends and that she hasn't done anything to piss anybody off, and that he thinks that she would beat him. Then maybe, you know, he hasn't specifically talked about Lamar beating him, so maybe he would feel like he can beat Lamar. But as of right now, and of course, that's what you would say to Misha if you don't want Misha to think that you're going to betray her. But But I mean, based on everything that's happening right now so far, I don't think it's really in the cards yet for Todrick to betray Misha. If I start to see signs of that, then I will, of course, let you know. But if I would not get your hopes up at this point in time.
Period. I love when you talk all that stuff.
You might say,
oh my God, I'm so happy for you. You did great. Wow, you're amazing.
All right. That's what we got for you. I can't believe we got 25 minutes in.
Honestly, I'm very proud of us. Good job. Good job, Sharon.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be back tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching tonight's clip show. So come hang out with me.
That's cute. That's a cute thing. Are you like, how do you feel about clip shows? Are you like excited for it? What do you feel?
I mean, I do think they've gotten better in recent years than they had been. But they're still not great, especially on a season that doesn't have a lot to give any, like this is a, they've been playing for 24 days. Like how many extra clips do they're struggling to fit a 2-hour episode. How do they have a whole other hour of just clips? It's kind of wild.
That's insane that someone, damn, that they've been in house for 24 days.
Yeah.
Damn, Taryn. Is today the 24th of February? No, today's the 19th of February.
Yeah.
I keep my days, child. I need sleep. but yeah, I'll be live tonight as well in the streets of New York, baby.
Ooh. Go find Jacob Jones in the streets of New York.
I think I will actually be with Allie, possibly. She texted me while I was on here. Allie Lasher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very fun.
Very fun.
Well, we will be live on the recap as well. The recap of the recap tonight. So make sure you tune in for that.
That's funny.
And then tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, of course, I'll be back to update on everything that happens today on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. And then tomorrow night, there's another episode. And then Monday night, there's another episode. And then Tuesday night, there's the final stock watch of the season. And Wednesday night is the finale. So we are cooking here in the kitchen. We're not leaving it.
So. We're not, and we don't have an induction stove, baby.
No induction, no computer stoves. We're all good. So that's what we have for you. Again, find me on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, maybe. Raised by Wolves podcast going on. Very fun over there on Post Show Recaps. Jacob, where can people find you?
People can find me on every social media at JacobJ_Jones. You can also listen to me and Maggie Morgan recap the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City podcast show on Rehab Ups. And we have the season finale tomorrow, which we record on Monday. And so that'll be up. And I'm also on the recap show on Monday with the lovely Rob. And I was going to leave you out. It's so stupid. Taryn and Claire, which I'm super excited about, Double Eviction. And it'll be a very fun time. Taryn, you want to go grab a drink after this?
You know, I would love to, but I think you'd have to fly out.
I'll do that for you.
Let's do it. All right. I'll grab you a bidet.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Thank you all for joining us here this morning, and I will see all of you next time.